This article is entitled Nature and Nurture. Children attend chapel in First Lutheran's preschool outdoor classroom in Ellicott, Maryland. It's written for us by Rachel Hindery, freelance reporter, member of Grace Lutheran Church in River Forest, Illinois. At First Lutheran preschool outdoor classroom in Ellicott, Maryland, God's creation guides the curriculum. In Houston, the divine enters into daily activities at Zion Lutheran Preschool. As these ELCA schools accompany the youngest learners, they're building life skills that strengthen the congregation and community. Recognizing the importance of more green time and less screen time, First looked into its own backyard. James Jenny, preschool director at First, said many churches are on property that's bigger than a normal school would have. If you can use your property in a way that helps our society to grow and get reconnected with nature, I think that's really a great thing. Now the research, grants, zoning approval, and work needed to make their outdoor classroom a reality have expanded learning, play, and worship. One concept that's easy to dive deep into outside is color, she said. Many conversations can be had about the color of leaves and flowers at different times of the year. Even stones have different colors. Seeing caterpillars become butterflies piqued children's curiosity and led to detailed questions based on what each child noticed. These are questions, she said, that come from living with the butterflies. They don't come from worksheets. They come not about butterflies, but from butterflies. The preschoolers are also discovering life within community. They need each other in a way that's more authentic, she said. For example, 2x4s are a popular toy. They enjoy building with those, she added, and they'll call for each other to come and help them move around. When it's time for outdoor chapel, James said, you can actually hear the birds singing while you're singing. It's like you're joining with nature in these songs to God. James said church members who are already concerned and interested in the environment embrace the shift to outdoor learning. They shared resources of time, talents, and treasures while uplifting community members in outdoor vocations. We hired a tree trimming company to inspect our trees, James said. One of the men pulled me aside and said he wished he had had this as a child. He came later back with a truck full of free mulch. James, who co-authored Dig In, Outdoor STEM, Learning with Children, Young Children, said faith involves thinking deeply and asking why and noticing the good that's all around us. The outdoor classroom is a natural place to do that. In many ways, James said, the space is bringing home hope home to our corner of the world. At Zion's preschool, hurried moments become holy moments. On Wednesdays, as cars pull up to drop off students, Mindy Roll, pastor of Zion, greets each visitor by name. I stand in my collar so they know that I'm the pastor, and because I do it every week, it's really this remarkable relationship building opportunities, she said. You learn so much about a family, and then you can celebrate with them, or you can pray with them. When Roll began as Zion's pastor, she said she recognized that both the church and the preschool do some really good work, but it's sometimes they do it side by side instead of in partnership. And now they're joining together through consistent, intentional acts of welcome. Preschool expectations and boundaries are set in a caring way. The transition of these kids into kindergarten is often a really good one, she said, because they learn what it means to be respectful of teachers, and teachers are respectful of them. And that's something to be celebrated, and preschool families are invited to special events at church, such as potluck dinners, movie nights, and the annual Oktoberfest. A lot of them live in the neighborhood, so they can walk, said Roll. They're starting to see that the church has a community presence that really includes them. At summer day camp, the preschool teachers will come over and they'll see this 10-year-old that they had as a 3-year-old, Roll said, describing such encounters as a kind of homecoming. Adults join in the learning through a parenting series, and families serve together by bringing donations for Zion's Food Pantry. Families also explore their faith together. A stations-based worship program called Children's Church provides an easy way for families to dip their toes into church life because it's really low pressure, Roll said. Children and families can choose to receive a blessing after chapel, and one three-year-old asked Roll if he could give her one. He blessed me, and he did the sign of the cross on my forehead, she remembered, and he told me that God loved me. Zion and its preschool will continue practices that let each person know that they are seen and cherished. Families notice. In a survey of preschool families' experiences with the church, a common response was, "Keep inviting us."